Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to see all of you guys here once again. Always look forward to coming, making the drive here. I was inspired by the word of God and a song that says, on Matt actually, it says, a song that says, blessed are the feet that carry the message of the word, of the Lord. And I said to myself, oh, Matt's doing that. Why can't I do it? So here we are. So it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. Today's sermon is titled Obedience Before Sacrifice. And tying it to our Sunday school lesson about Saul, as we talked about him and his downfall, in this sermon I want to focus on his disobedience to eliminate the Amalekites, the last one, right? We said that the straw that broke the camel's back. It's a bit tricky. Saul thought that doing it his way, you know, doing it according to how he thought, or what people thought was popular, saving the stuff, the good stuff after the war for themselves. Not only that, but making it like finding a good justification, because we're going to sacrifice those spoils, those sheep, those whatever was left of them was really good quality. We can sacrifice that to God, you know, that would justify, right? That's what he thought in his mind, yet his disobedience cost him greatly. How wrong he was. Anchor verse, and I say this verse deliberately. Anchor verse comes from 1 Samuel 15:22b. And it's a phrase that says, as a response to him, and we will unpack this as we go, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Remember that Saul's justification and his reason for not getting rid of everything that that he was supposed to, as God had commanded him explicitly. He said, remember he said, oh no, Lord, Samuel, we didn't destroy everything because we're gonna use this as a sacrifice. That was not the right answer. And what the word of God is saying here with this verse is that we should walk hand in hand on a hearty heart with God before acting religiously, before making sacrifices or giving gifts or offerings. That we should instead walk with Him in obedience first, and then do our sacrifice. In this case, as he says in here, Samuel says, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is an iniquity, and idolatry is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Samuel responded to Saul for his disobedience. And the word here, the key word here is obedience, obedience before sacrifice. Now, the word sacrifice has the idea, the connotation that it's like putting something forward, right, or renouncing something to receive a greater reward. But we sacrifice. We sacrifice sleep a lot of times to work, right? We sacrifice 4 years of, in America, 4 years of our lives to get an education, so then have a good job or a good career. Sacrifice. So that is the connotation, the idea of sacrifice. And it comes, it's being embedded into our thinking as people, right? That it's sacrifice is a good thing, right? The biblical definition, since the days of Abel, Cain and Abel, is that you bring something to God, right? A costly gift, with devotion, with all the devotion that you can master, to seek His favor, right? And that's a good thing. It's an outward act, but it is done in the right spirit. It is an awesome thing. Right? God loves a cheerful giver. Right? God delights in one that gives offerings with the right spirit. However, if done without devotion, it's worthless. Right? And this is exactly where Saul's issue was. He wanted to sacrifice. Right? He wanted to do this huge act, even when we saw like in the first act, right, where he did the sacrifice. But it wasn't with a bright devotion. It was rash. It was just to get it out of the way so he can go and fight, right? It was with so much lack of faith. And so this is where his problems came. And it can produce false hope, right? As Saul himself was a victim of that, a delusion. Especially if we think that we can buy God's favor, right, through it. So I was listening actually to a song of Keith Richard as I was doing this sermon. There's a funny, he's kind of like a funny guy actually. I don't know if you're familiar with him, with his music. But he became a Christian in his early 8 years when he was experimenting with drugs, and he was like a hippie. But then he found Jesus and he became on fire. And he wrote a lot of good songs, I believe, of his experience as a Christian. One is exactly this: obedience is better than sacrifice. And he says, you know, he jokes around sort of like how messed up it is, you know, just to offer God one day a week, you know, or to give 10% and then keep the rest, you know. If it's done in the wrong spirit, it's more harmful. It could be more harmful to our faith. He mentions that obedience, walking with God, hand in hand, heart to heart, is way better. And it should be before we become we give sacrifices. And we look at in the first one, the king, right, when he brought his sacrifice, it is just to check the box, right? And how many of us sometimes we do that, you know, if we're honest, you know, we do it, we just do it, check the box. Have we prayed before? Have we considered, you know, like we have Operation Christmas, have we prayed for these children, you know, that they're going to receive it? Are we trying to create a relationship? Are we trying to share the message? Are we doing it just to do it? Just because other people do it, or it's required, or I picked up a box and I'm going to bring it. You know, it's definitely something to learn from this passage here. Obedience. Now, to provide some context in here to our anchor verse, right? We look at Saul's life, and he was strictly told by God to eliminate the Amalekites. And he did not do so. God told him through the prophet Samuel in chapter 15, verse 2, I have noted what Amalek did to Israel, opposing them in the way when they came out of Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill all the men and women, child, infant, ox, sheep, camel, donkey, everything, right? Now, anyone that hears this with modern ears will say, this is insane. You know, how can you believe in a God that believes in almost like genocide, right? You just look at it, take it out of context. Fair question. Yet, we see here that it's not that, you know, it's actually the Amalekites were descendants of Esau, and they had done really bad things to Israel. As you know, Esau, Elam, right? Descendants of Elam, they helped other nations attack and rob Israel. And so this was pagans. This was these were idolaters, robbers. And Samuel himself, in a verse, before Samuel himself, and I was shocked when I learned that Samuel himself, being the prophet, right, like a holy man, he grabbed the sword and chopped Eliab into pieces. He says here, and why did he do it? Says Samuel, as your sword, Samuel told to Eliab, as your sword has made women childless, so your mother will be childless among women. So Eliab wasn't a nice guy. It wasn't like he was the guy that decided to wipe them out just because out of blame or jealousy. No, these people were like very evil, and God was passing judgment in the nation, just as he passes judgment, has passed judgment in all the nations, and even Israel, right? The people of Israel themselves as a nation have experienced the judgment of God. So it's not God, it's no favor of man, the word says, right? And so, and that's something actually to take to heart too as a nation here, right? We will be judged by what we do and how we live. And who can go against the word of God? It's a cautionary tale that we have here. And so that's where we find ourselves with the story of Saul and context. So God, so Saul, we see here that he starts to turn away from God, and he deliberately disobeys. He acts rebelliously and foolishly, thinking that it would not be obvious, right? That, you know, what he's doing won't be noticed by God, or that it will justify because we're gonna sacrifice these fat rams that we got. And so, no, got caught red-handed there. He blamed the people, as we studied earlier, because they wanted to take it, and you know, I was fearful of them. When he was discovered, he pretended to be sorry and apologized. But, as it says in verse 30 of chapter 15, 1 Samuel, he recognizes this, as I have sinned. Yet honor me before my elders, before the elders of my people, and return with me. Right? So he wasn't really sorry, right? He just pretends, just because he was really called out there. Right? He wanted the recognition of him. He's king, people liked him. He was fearful of people rejecting him. But he doesn't show true repentance. And so this is how Saul fell short of the glory of God, of him being king. That would not be the last time either, right? This is the third time he disobeyed, but it's only the beginning of his downfall. So at this point, Samuel said, going back to the after verse, right? As the Lord has as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is in the sin of divination, and presumption as the iniquity of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, also rejected you from being king. Right? And Saul, definitely, we know that he At one point, he does go to a, like a witch doctor, right, for divination. And his pride definitely gets the best of him. Saul was given many chances, but he kept turning away from God. He thought that his sacrifices, vows, and outward honors would save him. Right? He thought that that was going to justify him. Yet, he kept going in the spiral way of distraction. And I would like, at this point, I'd like to make a few points on what the Bible says about obedience before sacrifice. It's all over the Bible, and that's something that, you know, we get from Saul's story, and not just that, but other parts of the scriptures. A few points. The first one, coming to God in humility is better than sacrifice. When you are in trouble, as many of us find ourselves many times, if we are honest, we are to ask for forgiveness and seek restoration from God before we can bring our offerings. Right? That's something to take to heart. In Psalms 51:16, David says, "For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with burnt offering." The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. So when David was in trouble, especially after he was admonished by the prophet Nathan, right? He was mourning. He was like, "Oh Lord, I have sinned. I am aware of this," and he's in tears. What did Saul do instead when he found out about his disobedience? He says, "All right, I've sinned. I'm sorry. Now can you honor me, please?" He was looking out for himself, right, rather than reconnecting with God. Right? He thought that the sacrifice was the right thing to do. But instead of what we're learning here is that we must obey God first. Right? We must walk with Him. We must commune with Him. We must be in right relationship with Him. Then for a sacrifice to actually, our offering, our giving, actually can be honored, right? If we do it the other way around, we're just being religious, we're just playing, just checking the box. There's not much change there. The second point I'd like to make is that reconciliation is better than sacrifice. This ties, of course, this will tie, the points will are you know, will tie with each other. Jesus says in Mark 5:24, "So if you are offering a gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer you a gift, your gift." In other words, the gift, the offering, the sacrifice, does nothing, because there is sin in between. There is something that's bothering you. There's something that you have done or the other person has done, and that you are holding grudges, right? And then you go to church, you do your thing, you check in the box. Yet what does that do? Nothing, right? Jesus tells us here, no. Go fix the situation first. Reconcile, right? Connect with your brother or sister. And then do your giving. Obedience before sacrifice. A third point. Righteousness and justice is better than sacrifice. This is the wisest king. Said that Solomon in Proverbs 21:3, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. First walk with God, then offer to Him. Right? This can apply to all of us, right? being polite, being nice, being helpful to others, being just, you know, not cheating, right? When nobody's watching us. All those things are like a prerequisite, right, to being religious or coming to church. What good does it do if we show up every Sunday to church, every meeting, tie, looking good, bringing, offering sacrifices, but we're cheating people in our businesses, or we are lying and stealing, right? That's nothing. Again, right? A sacrifice for what? You know, if the Lord knows what's in your heart. Fourth point, to love God and others is better than sacrifice. Jesus leads the scribes into this knowledge as they respond in Mark 12:32-33, where the scribes are trying to trick Jesus, you know, as they have, and they, as they were many times. They actually come to the right conclusion because Jesus gives them a wise answer about what, which one is the greatest commandment, right? And it says in here, and Jesus tells them what is the greatest commandment? To love God and others, right? And the scribes, they just don't know what to say. They kind of give up. They say like, yes, you're actually very wise. You have responded correctly. You are right, teacher. To love him with all our heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. So even the scribes realize that when Jesus opens their minds, and Jesus tells them later, hey, you guys are actually getting it. You guys are not too far from the kingdom, right? Because it's so easy sometimes, especially Jesus was critical to the religious, right, of the moment, to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, right? Because they were like good in the outside. They would do the sacrifices, they would tie, they would act honorable, but deep inside they were like white stones, right? And in this case, actually, the scribes they were getting it. So these 4 points that I've just mentioned have to do with obeying God, right? Obeying God before bringing in offerings. So in our day-to-day, when we do obey God? Every day, right? Since the moment we get up in the morning to the time we go to sleep, we are to be in obedience with God, to walking with Him, to listening to His voice, praying, reading the scriptures. And then when we do our offerings on Sundays, or when we have a gift, or we sacrifice something, right, something public, then it's right. Then it's actually honest, right? Rather than the opposite. Sacrifice first, but then, you know, wrong living on the side, right? Like what Saul did, you know. He wanted to do the sacrifice, he wanted to just check in the box and save the spoils to, you know, to burn to for offerings, for sacrifices. But God was like, no, you're doing it the other way around. You're supposed to listen to my commandment first, obey me, and then you can do your sacrifice, and then everything is well. But Saul being human, and us being humans, we get it the other way around. And that's something to take in consideration as we live, as we seek to walk with Christ. The apostle Paul said in Romans 12, in the beginning, first verse, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true, proper worship. Right? Now, if you take this context, this verse out of context, it can easily be taken out of context, right? You just read that. There are many people that do that, actually. They afflict themselves, right, publicly. I heard sometimes, even a guy in the Philippines, like, who, like, he gets crucified, like, every year in Easter, thinking that will do it, you know. It's like, that's insane, you know. So he's doing in his mind, he's doing a sacrifice, right? But what does that do? You know, if you're not, if you're just doing it just for people to see it, are you walking every day with God? That's what counts, all right? And Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice. He sacrificed himself to us. He lived a life of obedience first, right? And then he became the sacrifice. So we get a lot of things wrong. Humans, right? We can be irrational sometimes. I was studying at one time in a high school class, and the teacher asked, how rational are people are really? And the students were like, oh, we're pretty intelligent, we're rational, you know. And then the teacher started explaining how, you know, people, the habits, bad habits of people, how irrational they are, like smoking, drinking, getting into narcotics and stuff like that, you know, it's like you're killing yourself, you know, it's like, you know, we get things wrong many times, and somebody has to come and tell us, hey, you're doing this wrong, you know, you're supposed to be doing this, you know, and that's how we learn, especially in the Christian walk, right, we get things wrong. We have cults and sects that tell people, you know, you have to live like the Israelites. You have to celebrate all the feasts and do it exactly as them. And that God is a woman, you know, the World Mission Society of God. That's crazy, you know. It's just to get you to do rituals, to get you to offer, to give money, or to, like, this prosperous church, to build a church, to get people, you know, rather than just simply walking with God in obedience. And then the sacrifice that you make, generosity, can be honest. Right? So with all this in mind, this will be my closing statement, is that our obedience precedes our sacrifice. Right? If there is something hidden in our hearts, we should first connect with God, and then we can offer to God, and God will be honored, and we will feel God honoring us as well, because this is the way He gave us to do things. All right. Thank you. That's my message for today.